Hey, I'm Miles, and you're listening to the House of EdTech with my daddy, Chris Nessie.
Support for this episode of House of EdTech comes from my awesome supporters. If you want to become an awesome supporter, simply go to chrisnessie.com/awesome. Welcome to the House of EdTech podcast. I am your host, Chris Nessie. The House of EdTech explores how technology is changing the way teachers teach and the impact that technology is having in education. I discuss technology that is changing our classrooms and schools, and I share tools and tips that you can hear today and use tomorrow. You're going to hear the stories of teachers, leaders, and creators just like you. The purpose? Whether you use it or not, technology is changing the way you teach and how your students learn. Hey, everybody. Welcome back inside the House of EdTech podcast. Very excited to be here creating this episode for you because this is How to Podcast Part 2. In episode 96, we talked about why you should podcast. So if this is your first episode, first and foremost, thank you for downloading the episode. Hopefully after this, you will subscribe. If you subscribed already and you're only into this a couple of minutes, hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I do not think you're going to be disappointed. Coming up in this episode, we're going to talk about three aspects of the How To Podcast. And then we're going to pick back up with that in episode 98. But in this episode, we're going to address three things. First, your topic. What should you podcast about? Number two, your avatar. Who should you be podcasting for? And number three, the equipment. And we're going to take a look at whether or not it is expensive to start and maintain a podcast. In episode 98, to give a little bit of a teaser, we're going to talk about the recording and editing software. How do I record and edit my podcast? If you're listening to this well into the future, you're not going to have to wait that long. But if you're listening to this right now, as I have just released it, then you have to wait 2 weeks. But that's okay. And we're also going to talk about recording interviews or a co-host, or other aspects of that. And that's all going to be coming up in episode 98, along with, you know, the process of creating the podcast, and also how to grow your podcast. But before we get into the podcasting, something I do each year is the House of EdTech Smackdown. And 2017 is no different. This is going to be the fourth time that I do this. And this is where you get to be a part of the podcast. Each year, I have listeners just like you send in their tech tips, tools, recommendations, and they go to chrisnessie.com/feedback. They send it to me on Voxer. So if you've got something you're really excited about, a tech tool, a tip, a recommendation, a website, or you just want to share, you know, a little bit of how you've done something awesome this year with education technology, now is the time to get it in. I need your responses in your audio or your emails or your messages by December 1st, 2017, because episode 99 will be released on December 3rd. Be a part of the 2017 House of EdTech Smackdown. That's my little promo for this. So again, chrisnessie.com/feedback. And I will repeat this at the end of the show. If maybe you zoned out, maybe you're on the treadmill or you're somebody who's raking leaves and you think I'm watching you. I'm not really watching you. I also have a little bit of feedback that I'd like to get to here at the top of the show. This first piece of feedback comes from John Kensek. He is JP Kensek on Twitter, and that's JP Kensek. And he let me know on Twitter that he is inspired by me and the podcast, and he is considering starting his own. And he asked about focusing on a specific area or is keeping the podcast more general a better idea. And John, my advice to you would be to drill down and really find your target audience and really be specific in the things that you want to podcast about. Now, that's a little different from my show, although in a sense, this podcast is a drill down niche education podcast because I focus on education technology. because there are really no rules and the show can be whatever I want it to be whenever I want to do whatever I want, I can throw in things related to education in general. And sometimes I do that on the EdTech Thoughts that you'll hear on the podcast from time to time. So that's my approach to that. And that's my answer to your inquiry. If you need anything related to podcasting, hopefully, you know, you'll feel comfortable to continue to ask questions on Twitter, or you can Vox me, and I'm more than happy to help out. And I really appreciate you taking time to send in that feedback via Twitter. Stella Pollard, she slid into my DMs, as the cool kids say, and Stella could not wait for information on a microphone recommendation. But the last episode, episode 96, did stop her from purchasing a Blue Snowball microphone. So Stella, I'm glad you did not buy it. I know I sent you the information, but I will get into more about microphones later on in this episode. So if you're not connected with Stella, I will have a link to her Twitter in the show notes for this episode at chrisnessy.com/97. And I do want to take a minute here to, and I'm only going to apologize once, and I know I don't have to, but I'm going to take a second here to say I'm sorry for the way my voice sounds. I should have recorded this last week, but for whatever reason, my voice gave out this week, and I am working through it. Maybe you're sitting in your car, or, you know, you're on the treadmill, or you're running or raking leaves, and no, I'm not watching you over in Canada raking your leaves. And the one person who I'm talking to understands what I just said. So I just want to say I'm sorry for my voice, and maybe it doesn't sound any different to you. But in my head, I feel like I sound like a sexy dolphin. Next up, we have a little feedback from Derek Crabtree, and this came in over on the Flipgrid. So let's turn it over to Mr. Crabtree.
Hey, Chris. My name is Derek Crabtree. I teach 8th grade U.S. history at Heritage Middle School in Blount County, Tennessee. And just wanted to say how much I really enjoyed your last episode on why you should podcast. And it really kind of resonated with me, and wanted to share that it's kind of got me interested in starting my own podcast. And I'm really looking forward to the next episode about the hardware and the software and the how-to kind of side of it. But I just want to say I really enjoyed what you're doing. Started getting into the podcast with the Google Teacher Tribe, another show that you produce. And I think that's you guys do a great job with that. I'm really looking forward to connecting with other professionals and really just sort of sharing ideas that I have as a technology teacher leader in my own school district, and hopefully being able to start this process and connecting with people help me find my own professional voice as well. So I just wanted to say that I really enjoy what you're doing. I really enjoy the shows that you produce, and I think podcasting is a great idea to get your thoughts out there and connect with people and really kind of grow as teachers and educators and school leaders. So again, thanks for what you do. Really do appreciate it. And if you feel like following me, it's at CrabtreeHMS on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Derek, for checking in via Flipgrid. So let me just throw in the plug there. If you want to check in via Flipgrid, just go to chrisnessy.com/Flipgrid. And again, Derek is on Twitter and Instagram. You can connect with him at CrabtreeHMS, and that's CrabtreeHMS. And hey, Derek, I am really glad that you're into starting somehow, some way, some shape, some form of getting into podcasting. And yes, here in this episode, we're going to talk again all about the what, the who, and we're going to get into the equipment as well that I feel is tried and true and feel very comfortable recommending basically what I do here for the House of EdTech. And, you know, as you mentioned, Google Teacher Tribe to get that going and, you know, support Matt and Casey in their efforts as podcasters. So thanks, buddy. Thanks for checking in, and don't be a stranger. Next up, we have some feedback from Louis Soper, and this came in via SpeakPipe. Take it away, Louis.
Hey, Chris. My name is Louis. I'm a social studies teacher from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I just want to thank you for all that you're doing for teachers through the work of your podcast. I've been listening since probably the beginning of this year, And I've just been inspired by so many of your podcast episodes. I've listened to everything this year, and I've been going back through the archives whenever I can. So over the summer, you had an episode, episode 91, where you had Mr. Nagel on the episode, and you talked about how to use technology when you are not in the classroom. And this this video-oriented idea just really stuck with me, got my gears turning and my ideas for my own classroom kind of going. So, of course, I'm not going to be absent all the time, but I was able to apply this past week. I was out of the building for a planned PD afternoon, and I was able to leave my lesson plans for my students and my substitute via Flipgrid. It was awesome. The students were completely on the same page as the substitute. They knew the exact expectations that needed to be left. So it was awesome, and I am absolutely going to do this in the future when I can. So thank you again for all that you do for teachers, and I look forward to listening to more. All right, have a great day.
Louie, I was really glad to get your SpeakPipe message, because that was really a great episode to talk to Nate and really get that insight on how teachers can not be in the classroom yet still have a presence and really continue to support their students. And Nate shared a lot of great tips, and I'm glad you were able to implement Flipgrid and that you had success. And even if you weren't successful, I would hope that you would have still been inspired to, you know, try it again, or maybe if Flipgrid wasn't the platform, that you would have tried something else. But definitely great to hear, and hopefully you connected with Nate, and I will link to that episode in the show notes. And thank you for taking time to participate here on this episode and take the time to send the message in via SpeakPipe. Really appreciate it, Louie, and I'm glad to be connected to you. And our next piece of feedback comes also going back to Flipgrid. I'm going all over the place here on the House of EdTech, you know, computer. So back over to Flipgrid, and take it away, Dan Krynas.
Hey, Chris, it's Dan Krynas. I wanted to say how much I love your show, and I've really been enjoying this mini series of episodes that you're doing on podcasting. As a new podcaster myself, it's been inspirational, to say the least. And what I enjoy most about podcasting is that it allows me to learn so much from other people and the guests who I have on the show. But it also helps support teacher collaboration and professional development in a way that people connect with, that's very different from your traditional professional development. So I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the show, and how much I really am enjoying these episodes on podcasting, and keep up the great work. Love House of EdTech, and thank you very much.
Dan, thank you. First, it's nice to see, you know, the video. I love Flipgrid now for just this reason alone, that I feel even more connected to people who are leaving feedback for the show. So what I take away from your video is I see the pop filter. So you've got a microphone, you are set up, and Dan is podcasting. So let me just shout it out here. There's the link. So I'm going to link to it in the show notes, but it's leaderoflearning.com/podcast. So go check out Dan's podcast and encourage him, send him feedback, go give his podcast a listen, subscribe to it, let him know what you think, and let's help another educational podcaster start to grow and find their place in the space. Ooh, that rhymed. And while this next piece of feedback doesn't rhyme, it's always nice to hear from the great Lynn Smargis from Utah. And as I record this, she's actually getting ready to appear in Pennsylvania at the National AMLI Conference. But let's hear what Lynn has to say.
Hello, Chris and Essie. This is Lynn Smargis from Park City, Utah. I'm teaching in Magna, Utah right now at Scott Matheson Junior High. And I'm teaching technology, some CTE, digital literacy. And I wanted to comment on your episode 96. I'm super excited that you're talking about how to do podcasting, because that's something I'm going to be getting into in the near future. And so thank you for doing this. I'm really excited to hear your next two episodes. And I really loved episode 96. So thanks for all your work. And I'm excited to see you IRL at AMLE this year. So I will talk to you soon.
Yeah, hopefully we can work that out. I'm not scheduled to attend the conference, but, you know, I do like Philly. They have cheesesteaks and I do like to eat. So hopefully we can work out, Lynn, an opportunity where we can get together and break cheesesteaks. Hopefully. We'll see what happens. I got to reach out and actually talk to you. And this last piece of feedback comes to us from Beth Campbell. Take it away, Beth, as we get ready to roll into today's topic.
Chris, this is Beth Campbell. I'm with the Pleasant Valley School District in Bettendorf, Iowa, and I appreciate you being willing to answer a few questions that I have. I appreciate all of your work with podcasting, and I listen to them, and I'm grateful for your words of wisdom. I think at this point in time, I am just looking for some additional advice as we move forward. We started podcasting, especially with students last year. And we are looking to find a host that can have multiple RSS feeds and really trying to figure out which equipment that we can use to just really improve our sound quality and also then manage multiple podcasts. A lot of ours are very short, but we want to put more of that control in students' hands as well. So anyway, I'd love to connect later or hear anything that you have to say about, especially sound quality and a hosting platform for multiple RSS feeds. So thank you very much.
All right, Beth, first, thank you so much for reaching out. And Beth reached out to me via Voxer, where my username is, surprise, Mr. Nessie, M-R-N-E-S-I. So if you've ever got feedback or want to get to me via audio, that's a great way to do it because I've always got my phone with me and I check Voxer all the time. But Beth, the thing that I want to address really quickly and upfront from your question is the multiple RSS hosting and hosting multiple podcasts. And I have two recommendations for you to consider, which go a little bit beyond the scope of this episode and possibly even the next episode. But hey, we're talking podcasting, so I'm happy to talk about it. So the two things that I would recommend. First, consider checking out Spreaker, Spreaker.com. On one Spreaker account, whether you use their free account or their paid plans, you can set up multiple podcasts in one Spreaker account, and each podcast would have its own RSS feed, and you could have one account. Now, with the free plan, you have, I believe, 5 hours of recording time, and then when you hit that 5-hour limit for uploading content, you would then have to take away older episodes. So you get more storage if you pay money using something like Spreaker, but Spreaker makes it real easy under one account to set up multiple podcasts and have, especially students, having the ability to create their shows. So that is one way to do it. The other way that I would recommend would be if you use self-hosted WordPress, there is a great plugin called Seriously Simple Podcasting, and it will allow you to create multiple podcast categories, I guess that's what we'll call it, and each time you publish a blog post with the audio attached to it, you would be able to choose which podcast it was going out to. So each of the many podcasts would be on one website, a self-hosted WordPress site, but the individual podcasts would have their own RSS feed and their own subscribe pages and their own category on a website. So you could kind of bring them all together using the category feature on your WordPress menu building area. So that would be my two ways to do that. All the other things that you asked about, those things should be answered and addressed within this episode and the next episode. But I wanted to finish with your piece of feedback because that would really get us started on today's topic. So with that, let's dive into the featured content for this episode. All right, so the featured content for this episode, again, we're talking about three things. We're talking about what should I podcast about, who will I be podcasting for, And the third thing is it expensive to start a podcast? So let's break this down and let's start with number one, your topic. What should you podcast about? This is the number one thing that holds so many people back from starting their podcast. It also comes down to planning and people who want to plan the plan of the plan to plan the plan of what they're planning to maybe plan about podcasting about. So step one, get your head in the right place. Podcasting, like so many other things, is a marathon. Podcasting is not a sprint, not by any stretch. So is there something you believe you could talk about for hours on end? Are there other people who also have an interest in this topic? When you do settle on a topic and can answer those questions, you have to make sure it's something that excites you. And not just something that excites you now, but something that you could see exciting you in 6 months, 18 months, or in my case, 4 years from now. So this is the me from 2013, 2014 talking to you, who hasn't lost his passion or excitement for educational technology. I was excited when I planned and launched this back in, you know, the fall of 2013 and published episode one back on January 5th, 2014. I haven't lost that desire. I haven't lost that passion. And I don't see myself losing that passion anytime soon. In essence, the passion that has grown from this has been my desire to create new podcasts. You know, I'm toying with starting another podcast that has nothing to do with education because I'm not just about education. You know, I've got the family, I'm into sports, I'm into a lot of other things besides education technology, but I haven't rushed into that process because I don't want to just start a show and, you know, it kind of fizzles out. It's got to be something that excites me. So I am living that right now as I debate, what else could I talk about? What else do I want to talk about? And creating this podcast has been incredibly valuable in terms of how I use my time. I've approached this podcast since day one with the mentality of building a tribe of passionate followers, just like you, around a topic that I happen to also be passionate about. Author Seth Godin talks about tribes so often in his writing. And if you can inspire 1,000 people to join your tribe, then the world is yours. What is your thing, inside or outside of education? Maybe you have no interest in podcasting about education. That's fine. What else do you like? Stacy Lindes will appreciate this. Maybe your thing is making wallets out of duct tape. Go start a duct tape wallet making podcast. I think there's one out there. In fact, we have found a podcast that relates to duct tape art. But what's your thing? What wouldn't you shut up about? What could maybe drive your partner, your loved one, to say, hey, go record this and share it with other people? You know, what is that thing for you? If you maintain your focus, the question becomes not if you and your podcast will succeed, but when you and your podcast will succeed. When I started, my mantra was and continues to be the little podcast that could. So I ask you, what do you want to podcast about? If you know what that is, share it with me. Leave a comment on the show notes. Send me that feedback. My word for not just this year, but all the time is pusher. I'll push you. I will question. You heard me, you know, talk to Monica Burns a couple episodes ago about why there's no Monica Burns podcast. And I think there should be Monica, so we need to get on that. So what can we do to get you to figure out your topic? If you know what it is, I'd love to hear about it. And if you're still scared to podcast or still unsure, please reach out. Please allow me to have the opportunity to push you. Number two in this episode of basically kind of setting up what you're going to be doing with a podcast. The number two question is, who will you be podcasting for? This is the biggest mistake that many podcasters make at the onset of creating their podcast. They don't know who they're podcasting for. Now, your avatar is your one perfect listener. Your avatar is the one person who will listen to your podcast and ask him or herself, was this podcast created specifically for me? I feel like the host is talking directly to me, addressing my pain points, and giving me valuable information on how to move past my biggest struggles or the biggest questions I have. You are my avatar. You come to listen to this podcast because you're interested in education and technology and doing more with education technology in your classroom. Maybe you already do that, and I'm just another voice of reason, or maybe you're sitting in the car right now and you're like, you're an idiot, and you used me to yell at me. That would be kind of fun. Hey, if you ever have yelled at me while you're in the car, please let me know. I would love to hear about it. Now, the reason why this is a struggle is because if you try to create a podcast that resonates with everyone, you will resonate with no one. That's why this isn't the House of Education podcast, because I cannot appeal to everybody who's interested in education. I cannot please everybody with my own points of view. And again, that goes back to maybe you've yelled at me while you listen to the House of Ed Tech. This has to take us back to the concept of building your tribe. Build a raving base of loyal listeners like you. You're loyal, and I thank you for listening. And if this is your first episode, I need to, we're going to take some time. We're going to get to know each other. But ultimately, you're going to be included in what I'm doing here. And actually, if I can invite you to be a part of the party in another way, I do have a budding Facebook group. Come over to chrisnessy.com/Facebook and join the Facebook community that's built around this podcast. I'm building it. I'm slowly learning and researching how to build a vibrant Facebook community, and you can help me do that. So if that's something that interests you, if you spend time on Facebook and you allow education to cross over into what you do there, please come and join the group. I would be happy to have you. And there are lots of great people, former guests who are members of the community, and we have some great conversations over there as well. This will only be possible, and again, getting back to the main point, this is only going to be possible if you know your avatar inside and out, and you base every decision from this point forward on what your avatar would want. So that's where we get into talking about things like length of episode, the frequency, how often are you going to publish? Is your show going to be interview-based? Is it going to be topic-based? For me, if you've been listening for a long time, you should be able to answer those questions about this podcast. If you've never thought about it, let me explain. The length, I only make these episodes as long as they need to be. They vary in length. The episodes where I don't have a guest, I don't stretch it out. I don't make up stuff. I don't try and make it 60 minutes or go long. If I have an interview that's really good, I don't break it up to make multiple episodes out of it. I give it to you in one shot because it's time shifted. I don't expect you to always listen in one shot. And there may be episodes that you don't even finish. That's okay, because at any point you can come back. It's a podcast, people. It doesn't matter. Frequency. Why do I do the show every 2 weeks? Because that's what the rest of my life affords me to do. If I could create this weekly, I would. But I don't have the time or the energy to create quality content on a weekly basis. That 2 weeks allows me to, do my full-time job, work at Rutgers, play with my children, and be involved in some of the other podcasts that I produce. So that's why this only comes out every 2 weeks. One day could that change? Sure. Probably when I'm retired and I could just talk about anything related to education technology, and I've got the time to devote to it. Interview-based. The reason I do interviews here on this show is because I want to learn from the brightest minds out there. And that's why I bring on, in my opinion, wonderful people. So that's why I do interviews. And I can't always get an interview, and that's okay. I don't think anybody comes here expecting that it's going to be an interview all the time. But I know there are some people who do appreciate that I have spoken to a lot of really great people. And or is it topic-based? This podcast, is niche. It is education technology. And I have been able to work in through the EdTech thoughts some other aspects of education, you know, a little bit of a monologue here and there that is not driven by the guest or an education technology topic. And that's okay. It's my show and podcasting. And I've said this in presentations before, podcasting is like the Outback. There are no rules. You know, it's just right. You know, there are just best practices, but there is not one formula that I can tell you that will give you a successful podcast or make you love podcasting. You may listen to this advice and decide, okay, I want to try it. And then do an episode or find out, hey, this is really hard work. And you might quit. And that's okay too. But you would have an experience and be able to talk about that experience and incorporate that experience and learn and move forward. That's what podcasting can do for you. It can help you move forward. For me, I'm moving forward in my learning and creating. And I'm really proud of that. All right, this is the part that many of you have been waiting for. And let's talk about equipment. Let's talk about the gear. Let's get nerdy. Is it expensive to start a podcast? No. Could you make it expensive? Absolutely. My complete list of recommendations for podcast equipment can be found on the show notes page for this episode, and that's at chrisnessy.com/97. First off, I really want to focus on breaking down barriers. Podcasting does not have to and shouldn't break your bank. Now, it could. You may very well be sitting on a couple of $1,000s and it just might be burning a hole in your pocket to start a podcast. But I'm not here to spend thousands of your dollars. Podcasting does not need to be done in a professional studio with a glass panel and sound absorption panels and mixers and sliders and buttons and microphones all over the place. We are living in a time where all you need is a microphone, preferably a dynamic one, and a computer. But if all you have is your phone, you can podcast from your phone, and it will be okay. The microphones on phones today, as we record this in the, you know, the fall of 2017, phone microphones are pretty darn good. But you could invest a little bit of money utilizing your computer, and you can do it. And that's all you need by way of physical equipment, nothing else. My own setup. I have the microphone that I'm speaking into, which I will refer to in a second, but I don't have a mixer. I don't record into a digital audio recorder. I go directly into my computer. So let's talk about this. There are two types of microphones that I recommend for podcasters, and they are the ATR 2100 and the AT 2005, both from Audio Technica. The ATR 2100 is a great dynamic microphone. I'm not talking into one because I'm talking into the AT 2005, which is also a dynamic microphone. Both of these microphones are dynamic, and they are both XLR and USB. XLR is, if you've ever plugged in a microphone cable in your cafeteria or your gym or your theater, this is the cable that you connect a microphone with. USB, we've all used a USB cable for something, and this microphone allows you to connect it directly to your computer via either of these. XLR would go into a mixer, and USB allows you to connect the microphone directly to your computer. And they are truly all you need, microphone-wise, to have amazing audio quality. My audio quality sounds bad today because my voice sounds bad. I have a little bit of a cold, so maybe you've noticed it, maybe you haven't, I don't know. But please don't tell me if you hated this episode because I sound funny. But these microphones, they're good microphones. I'm staring across over at where Caitlin sits, and that's where I have the ATR 2100 set up. And the ATR 2100 is what I will take around with me if I do mobile podcasting, which I do either on my laptop or I do mobile podcasting right on my iPad mini with the Apple camera kit. And I can connect these microphones directly to an iPad. Because they're USB, they work on Windows, they work on Mac, they work on Chromebooks. So whether you're looking to do this for yourself or you're looking to do this in school with your students, these are great microphones, and they're not expensive. The AT2005 is an $80 microphone. Now, I know that doesn't sound cheap, but when you could spend hundreds or thousands of dollars on a microphone, it's a really good deal. The ATR2100, that is a $60 microphone. Depending on the day, keep your eye on Amazon, and maybe you can find them at a discount. If you want to hear what either of these mics sound like in action, hey, it's what I use. So if you've heard episodes, obviously with me, you hear a lot of the AT2005. Any of the episodes that both me and Caitlin are on, you're hearing both of the microphones. So these are top-notch microphones. Again, I use the AT2005 for all of my in-studio recording. And when I say studio, it's an extra room in my house. And I do not have sound treatment, but because it's a dynamic microphone, it allows me to talk directly into the microphone. And if I was to not talk directly into it, the microphone is not going to pick it up. Whereas the other type of microphone, a condenser microphone made for music and picking up all sorts of sounds and has a wider range of frequencies that it'll pick up, that wouldn't work here. It would be more echoey. You'd get a lot more room noise. And this microphone that I'm talking into right now just doesn't do that. Now, I mentioned that I don't have a mixer. What I do use on my Windows computer is a program called VoiceMeter Banana, and it is a virtual mixer. It allows me to reroute the sound on my computer, and there are lots of videos on YouTube about VoiceMeter Banana or VoiceMeter, and I'll link to it in the show notes at chrisnessy.com/97. But what it lets me do is it lets me almost program by program, whether it's my browser or Skype or Google Hangouts or the program I use to do the sounds and pull in the voicemails and everything called Jingle Palette, it lets me virtually route those sounds into my audio. And I'm not doing it with a physical mixer, but I can mute my microphone, I can change the volume of it, and it's free. Or it cost me a couple of bucks because I donated. It's donationware, where I got some extra virtual audio cables that allow me to do a little bit more. And I'm really excited because I think by the end of 2017, they're going to release a new version of VoiceMeter Banana, and they're changing the name to VoiceMeter Potato for all that I know. And it's going to be even more robust, and it's still going to be a free piece of software that lets me record. And actually, that's what I'm recording into right now. It's got a, looks like a little cassette tape, and that's what's recording. So I can see that I've been recording for 45 minutes as I say this sentence. I don't know if it's 45 minutes as you're listening to it, because I'm going to go back and edit it. But that's one thing that I have. Jingle Palette allows me to pull in all the sound effects. So, you know, if I'm working on, you know, Podcast PD, I can very quickly pull in AJ Bianco. Here we go.
Computer, Lego Batman here. Play Podcast PD.
Or, you know, we had Don Wetrick on that show and we got a little audio bumper. Take it away, Don.
Hey, everybody. This is Don Wetrick, author of Pure Genius, Creating a Culture of Innovation, and you are listening to Podcast PD.
Thank you, Don. But again, this is a great free program for Windows called Jingle Palette. Now, the equivalent that you could use on an iPad is called Boss Jock Studio. There is a free version called Boss Jock Junior, which allows you to load up sound effects and you can record into the app on a mobile device. Boss Jock Studio or Boss Jock Pro, I forget what's the official name. We'll just say Boss Jock Studio on iOS for iPhone or for iPad. Lets you, again, connect. You can connect the microphone right to it, connect your headphones, load up interviews, load up your music, and you could record a full episode into the iPad or into your iPhone. It's really cool. I know that many of you, as you listen to this, you might be taking notes, you might be re-listening, or you might be going back. If you've got questions, let me just promo this now. Any question you have about podcasting in education, in general, with students, whatever the case may be, send me your question, whether it's through SpeakPipe, whether it's through Voxer, go to chrisnessy.com/feedback, send me your audio message, and I will do my best to answer as many questions as I can on the next episode along with what I'm going to be talking about. And again, on episode 98, we're going to talk about how to record your podcast, how to edit your podcast, and, you know, if you have guests, if you want to have a co-host, and really the process of creating a podcast from start to finish, as well as a little bit about how to make your podcast grow. So I know I feel like a little scatterbrained, as, you know, I had notes here about microphone and voice meter and jingle palette, and maybe you're on Mac. So please ask me those questions, get them to me, and we will have that conversation in the next episode. Links to everything that I've talked about so far will be at chrisnessy.com/97. We're going to stop here for now, and we're going to continue on with the rest of the show. I need to tell you who the House of EdTech VIP is, so stick around. Well, you're not going anywhere. This is a podcast. See? It's been a long day. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to play a little transition music, and I will catch up with you for the House of EdTech VIP. The House of EdTech VIP for this episode is you. You are a House of EdTech VIP. Normally I do this at the end of the year, but I just feel like saying thank you for listening to the House of EdTech. And I want to drill down even further. Everybody is valuable, but if you're sitting there right now, again, in your car, jogging, raking leaves, wherever you listen to the show right now, if you're at all interested in starting a podcast, do it. Just give it a try. You know, I'll help you. Reach out, connect, ask questions. Beth Campbell asked a question. You know, Derek Crabtree asking a question. Stacey and AJ, they ask me questions all the time. You know, if you want to do this, let's make it happen. Let's do it. There's really no excuse why you're not or you haven't tried. So let's stop beating around the bush. Reach out to me, chrisnessy.com/feedback, and let's get you started with podcasting. It might not be perfect. It might not go great, but you'll have fun. And I'll be honest, you don't have a good reason not to give it a shot. So let's give it a shot. So you're a VIP and you want a podcast. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. Thank you again for checking out this episode of the House of EdTech podcast. Thanks again to everybody who sent in feedback for this episode. Feedback makes the world go round. So thank you to John Kensick, Stella Pollard, Derek Crabtree, Louis Soper, Dan Krynas, Lynn Smarges, and Beth Campbell. This show wouldn't have been possible without your feedback. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on the show notes for this page, chrisnessy.com/97, or you could send me a message by going to chrisnessy.com/feedback. Again, if you've got questions about podcasting for yourself or with your students or in general, send them to me. I will include them in the next episode for the podcast. Now, if you enjoy the show, I'd like you to do me one huge favor. Tell somebody else about the House of EdTech. If you share it on social media, use the hashtag House of EdTech, or you can also just tag me directly at House of EdTech or at Mr. Nessie. The show is also on Instagram. I'm still developing that and learning as I go how I can make Instagram a part of what goes on here on the podcast. So you can also follow the show on Instagram at House of EdTech. The other thing you could consider doing is becoming an awesome supporter of the show. Without them, the lights wouldn't be on. Or let me slow down. The lights would be on. It's just that other people helping makes it easier. So thank you to Jen Giffen, Peggy George, Mark Grindel, Dan Gallagher, Jeff Herb, Brent Warner, and Scott Titmus for all of your support. If you are in fact interested, just go to chrisnessy.com/awesome and you can become an awesome supporter of the podcast. The next episode, number 98, that's going to come out on November 19th, 2017. And that is going to conclude this little 3-episode arc on podcasting. Again, if you've got a podcast question, I would love to include it in the next episode. So fire away. Just get it to me as soon as possible, and hopefully before November 19th. November 18th, I'm very excited, is EdCamp New Jersey. Even slightly more important than that, November 17th, Ed Justice League. The Justice League movie comes out, so hopefully I will see that before I release the next episode, and that'll be great. Also, SmackDown coming up. Get those entries also to me by December 1st. I think that's it. 30 seconds left of music, so let's put a bow on this. Until next time, thank you for learning with me, and remember, using technology isn't difficult. Just give it a try. The House of Ed Tech is a proud member of Voice Ed Radio. Voice Ed Radio, your voice is right here. For more great content, go to voiceed.ca. The House of Ed Tech is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. The Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. For more, go to edupodcastnetwork.com. And I'm just going to throw in a little bit more here at the end. If you hear this, be the first person to send me a DM on Twitter, and I'll be happy to send you a House of Ed Tech t-shirt. So be the first person to DM me and get a t-shirt out of it.